The International Eucharistic Congress is taking place this week in Cebu, Philippines. The event brings together thousands of people from around the world to worship together and to celebrate the Eucharist. Pope Francis visited the Philippines last year to show his solidarity with the people there after a series of natural disasters struck the island nation. Well, our correspondent Sean Patrick Lovett is in Cebu for us and joins us live on the line. Good morning, Sean.
Thank you, Lydia. Yes, here I am standing in this massive pavilion, especially built for the International Eucharistic Congress, able to hold around 15,000 people. And there were easily that number here this morning to listen to a message that arrived from Cardinal Peter Turkson on, not unsurprisingly, the Eucharist and the care for creation. Outside, it's raining, as it has been nonstop for the past 48 hours. They've just downgraded a typhoon warning, but none of that has done anything to dampen the spirits of delegates from literally 70 countries around the world, making this much more than just a Eucharistic Congress, but really an experience of encounter, or as Archbishop Marini said this morning, an exchange of cultures.
Sean, you talked about creation there, but there have been other issues on the table, as it were. We heard Cardinal Bo of Myanmar talk about calling on Christians to wage a third world war against poverty. We've also heard about the conference being a tool for evangelization as well.
There's that and so much more. There's an extraordinary lineup of speakers that include Cardinal Doten of New York, Cardinal Gracious of Mumbai. There's Archbishop Dermot Martin from Dublin. We heard yesterday the bishop from Los Angeles, California. There are all sorts of topics on the table, including the ones that you mentioned. It really is an opportunity for exchange between people from so many different cultures, so many different parts of the world, using the Eucharist as a focal point, but extending from there to talk about the Catholic Church in all its complexity.